talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha, on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, some data just in, 2021, data just in from the TSA. The TSA from our airports. TSA found almost 6,000 guns in carry-on luggage around the country, the largest number in the Atlanta airport. 86% of those 6,000 guns were loaded. 86%. That means that almost 5,000 guns were loaded in somebody's carry-on. You know, when the jihadists got on at 9/11, they had box cutters. Now, if we find almost 6,000 guns, 86% loaded, how many didn't we find? How many didn't we find? And the first time I looked at that stat, I said, all right, well, at least those people got theirs. Those people got theirs. Well, no, they didn't get theirs. Here's what they get. They get the gun confiscated with a slip saying they can get it back. And they're barred from the pre-check-in, the TSA pre-check-in system. You know, TSA has a system you can sign up. I've signed up for it. Where if you put the number down, you have very, very easy check-in requirements. You don't have to take your jackets off or your shoes off and that kind of thing. So if they catch you with a loaded gun, how terrible. They then say you can't go through that easier screening. This is ridiculous. They also say, well, some local jurisdictions may prosecute you for this under state law. I've had enough of this. Let me tell you something. You know, jihadists and other people who want to hijack an airline or bring one down, all they have to do is try to get a loaded gun in their check-in. And yes, the TSA may catch it, but it may not catch it. And if they catch it, nothing happens to them except that they forego the right to easier check-ins going forward. How about this? How about those people are arrested right there at the airport, booked on federal charges, that there's a minimum jail sentence of 1 year, and they're on the no-fly list for 5 years? How about that? And then there are cards, placards put up around the airports that say, this is going into effect, say, March 1st. This is going to affect March 1st. And somebody gets caught with a loaded firearm and a check-in, carry-on, and they hit their phone and they say, oh, I forgot. Everybody says they forgot. Maybe some of them did forget. But I'll tell you what they wouldn't forget under my proposal. They wouldn't forget a year in jail. They wouldn't forget being on the no-fly list, and they wouldn't forget being arrested and carried out of the airport and the gun confiscated. Why are we permitting about 6,000 loaded, well, not all loaded, only 86% of them, only about 5,000 of the 6,000. Oh, only that, permitted on airplanes. And you just say, I gotcha. We're going to confiscate it now, but here's a slip. Sorry for the inconvenience, sir. You can get it back. And yeah, regrettably, you won't be on the early TSA check-in system. So you're going to have to take your jacket and shoes off from now on. The gun wasn't in his jacket and shoes. That's not good enough. That is not good enough. Anybody who is caught bringing a weapon, this would include not just something like loaded guns, box cutters, knives, that kind of thing, that if they were successfully carried on a plane could be used to intimidate flight attendants, pilots, and passengers. They have to be removed from that flight, arrested, not under state law. There are 50 states. They have all kinds of laws, all kinds of different laws. Not under state law, under federal law, for interfering with a flight crew and the other statutes that govern not doing that kind of thing. They have to be arrested at the airport. They lose that flight. They may say, I'm going to a funeral. Well, you can watch it remotely if the jail cell you're going to when you're booked has TV. And if it doesn't, you know, tell somebody to video it. Oh, but I have to fly on business next week. Well, good luck, because you're going to be on the no-fly list for a while. Well, I have an appointment in Hawaii next week. Well, you are likely going to be in jail if we can get you to the court in time. You're not doing this again. You simply can't have people just say, okay, if I bring a loaded gun on, say at Mitchell Field, O'Hare, anywhere in the country, we have people testing us. People try to do this kind of stuff. And some of them get through. Not everyone gets caught. Not everyone gets caught. The TSA has testing protocols where they'll occasionally, and this is part of a test, so they'll have a TSA type board a plane and see what they can get through in their luggage. And it's surprising what gets through in their luggage. This is not right. It is much too lenient slap on the wrist, quite frankly. You can't guarantee that we are going to catch these things all the time. I do not believe for a minute, not for a minute, that there were only 6,000 guns and that only 5,000 were loaded and so forth. I don't believe that in a minute. If you found that many, you think there aren't some that didn't sneak through? I think there were some that didn't sneak through. And I think part of it is people don't have any incentive not to try it. You know, the federal courthouses around the country have metal detectors. You go through, and this had happened in Milwaukee County in the federal court in Milwaukee, the busiest federal court in the state, one of the few federal courts in the state. That's the Eastern District of Wisconsin. The other one's the Western District of Wisconsin in Madison. It's smaller. And then, of course, you have a branch of the Eastern District up in Green Bay. But every once in a while, his briefcase will slide through. There's a loaded gun in it. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know something? Lawyers shouldn't be permitted just to say, I'm sorry. You try to sneak a loaded handgun into a federal courthouse, that's a very serious thing. They say, I wasn't trying to sneak it. I'm a well-known lawyer. Well, if you're a well-known lawyer, you should have a better memory. You should have your staff or you look over the stuff you're going to be walking into court with. Now, they have to be immediately detained, dragged out of there. Obviously, the gun confiscated in an airline. It's got to be no fly list for a period of time, not just no TSA check-in, no fly list. And in the case of an airport, a mandatory minimum one-year sentence. And obviously, if there's indicators that these people are jihadists, then a lot more than that. Well, Tony Evers blasted Ron Johnson. It's good. It's about time. I mean, Evers is playing his cards very close to the chest, and he's starting to talk a little more plainly. It's about time. He's blasting Ron Johnson because Ron Johnson gave a platform to six people who claim they had bad reactions to the vaccine just now, on Monday. Well, you know, Johnson did that in La Crosse back a couple of months ago, too. And Johnson's an expert at double talk. He'll go, I approve of vaccines. A lot of respect for people with vaccines. Have you been vaccinated, Senator? Well, no, not me, but I have respect. However, you got to respect people who don't like vaccines, who think that they are bad things, who think that they magnetize your arms and things will pop onto your arm. Oh, really? You think we should give respect to that? Why don't you just tell them not to walk through a hardware store? How about that? Ha-ha, that's very funny. Other people think that vaccines are bad, and we should hear both sides of the story. This is the way he does it. You know, if he were doing this down in, say, Texas or Florida, they just flat out come out and say vaccines are bad. In Wisconsin, even he understands that if he says something like that, it's so not ridiculous, just ridiculous, offensive to some people that he needs. They've had their suburban base eroded in Ozaukee County, Waukesha County, other counties around the state. The Republican suburban base starts to be eroded by this crazy stuff. So he puts a little hedge on it. He puts a little juice on it. He goes, oh, no, I have a lot of respect for people who are vaccinated, but I have a lot of respect for people who aren't, and here's why they're not. And some doofus gets up there and says, it'll magnetize my arm, or Dr. Fauci is going to put a serial number in my arm. And Johnson nods. Got to respect that. Well, no, you don't got to respect that. And the other thing is, if you're a U.S. senator, there are people like that around the country. I understand that. A lot of them were ginned up to say it because Trump and Ron Johnson and half the Republican caucus in the Senate have gone around preaching this sick stuff. But okay, there's some people who believe that. Why do you have a U.S. senator come out in public, get up on his hind legs, and say, I respect that? They're human beings. You respect all human beings. But emphasizing that is wrong, and it contributes to death. Evers blasted him. It's about time. And back in La Crosse, he did the same thing. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.